Hey everyone, and welcome to Chef AJ Live. I'm your host, Chef AJ, and this is where I introduce you to amazing people like you who are doing great things in the world that I think you should know about. Well, in addition to amazing people today, I'm going to introduce you to amazing raw vegan desserts, and you can actually get these delivered fresh to you. We'll tell you how in the show, and I get to do a live taste test on air, and one of these recipes is going to be demonstrated. So let's welcome the creative creator of these amazingly delicious raw vegan desserts. She is the pastry chef at Raw Fresno. Her name is Susan Gutierrez, and please welcome her to the show. Hello, Susan. It's so nice to meet you.
Hi, it's nice to meet you too.
Oh my God. Your desserts, it's not just that they're delicious. They're beautiful. So how did you, are you a pastry chef by trade? I'd love to know your story about how you got into creating these wonderful desserts for the restaurant called Raw Fresno in Fresno.
All right. Well, I started probably about 28, 30 years ago, and I ended up working for a French bakery. And on my very first day, he had me do like a wedding cake with him. And I had not done a whole lot of decorating and things like that. So I just like went with it. They put me in the pastry department doing the cakes and everything. And I just followed what people were teaching me and picked up my own ideas and did my own thing as well. And then I learned all kinds of French stuff because most of the bosses that I worked for were from France. So we did like a lot of traditional French things. And then I was there for 10 years. And then I went to another place and I learned some more stuff and kind of did my own thing and created different pastries there. So just learning by doing and looking at books and watching people. And I just picked it up and learned. And then I'm an artist too. So I also do art, and that also is a big help. So then after that, I got tired of shoveling sugar.
And I so, got tired of shoveling sugar. That's funny. Well, that's what most desserts are: flour, sugar, oil, you know, eggs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but the good thing is that I was working for European people, and they don't use a lot of sugar. They depend a lot on flavorings, or they depend a lot on fruits and the natural, more than natural. So it wasn't a lot of sugar. It was when I went to the third place when they were using artificial ingredients is when I said, forget it. I'm tired of shoveling sugar. I'm tired of artificial stuff. That's it. I'm done. So I sent an email to Naomi, and I had watched her on social media and kind of followed her. And we also went to school together. And so I was just intrigued by everything that she did. And so I finally ended up one day at Earth Day and I tried some of the cheesecake and I'm like, wow, this is really good. And from then on, I just kind of followed along. And finally, I had added up to here with that other bakery and I just sent her email. I'm tired of shoveling sugar. I do pastry. What do you think? Can I come in and see what you do? And so I did. And on my first day, I marked the cheesecake. And from then, I just stuck around here and I love it. It's
How long
fun.
Have you been doing this? How long have you been making raw vegan creations?
It's probably been about 6 years now.
Nice.
Yeah. So she taught me, Naomi taught me a lot. And then I also did some research too. And then I'd run it past her and we would work together on things. And we kind of came up with the famous chocolate crunch cheesecake. And that's a big seller. And it's just been fun. Every day we have fun and create new things. Even if it's the same thing over and over, I still enjoy doing it. It doesn't matter. And I can always leave room for improvement. And I always like to make sure that when I'm doing something and something has almond flour, walnut flour, all this other nuts, and I try and narrow it down to like one nut. So other people can have it who can't have almonds, can have like the tiramisu because it's all made with walnuts. Or the lemon bar has no nuts at all. So it's just a matter of simplifying and making sure it improves and it works. It's
Well,
a challenge.
I tasted the lemon bars live last time and they are really to live for. They are so amazing. I'm curious, how is it different creating the desserts you're creating now than, say, from when you were working in the French bakery? And how is it different creating just vegan desserts from raw desserts?
It's easy, actually. Well, easy for me. I swap out, like, for your butter, you can swap out your butter for coconut oil or coconut butter. And I haven't really tinkered with any of the vegan butters just because they're processed a lot and I want to stay away with that. I want to research more on doing no oil type of things to stiffen up my icings and things like that. And as far as cakes, it's like super easy. Food processor, no oven. I don't have to check if it's done. It's done when it rolls the ball in the food processor. It's done. And flavors, you just kind of guesstimate and you could taste them right away and that's what they're going to taste like. So
yeah,
it's fairly...
That's true, because when you don't have baking, it doesn't change. It tastes exactly like it does, whether it's chilled or frozen or at room temperature, because it's you're not cooking it.
Yeah. So that's kind of basically how I started. And then, of course, you tinker with different fruits, vegetables, and dates, of course. So it all kind of goes together and comes together with what you put. And color is another thing. So sometimes if I don't want it really dark, I'll use maple syrup. But if I can get away with it being darker, like a chocolate or more of a like red velvet, I can also use a date syrup. So.
Yep. So Zena, who's watching live, hi Zena, has a question that I was going to actually ask you next. Is there a cookbook? Do you have a cookbook?
Not yet. I'm kind of interested starting like doing a children's cookbook. Just because there's no heat or very many dangerous things and kids could easily make things. Because, I mean, the cake dough is like Play-Doh. I've done like whole images on top of the cake just by rolling it and cutting it like fondant. And I've never liked fondant. But raw cake works great, just like fondant.
That's so cool. I agree with you, though, about other countries. The desserts aren't as sickly sweet. I haven't traveled extensively. For example, I've never been to Europe. But even when I was in Japan, their desserts were heavily influenced by the French, and they were not sickly sweet. Or like if I go to an Asian restaurant, the desserts aren't sickly sweet like they are, you know, in the United States.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Well, what do you, I'm going to wait till a little bit to do the tasting on the air. And I just want to say, and you can maybe, I don't know if you have your desserts to show or, you know, since you are at the restaurant, maybe you could even show them and talk about them in addition to what you're making. But I've got to say that this, and we'll give you instructions in the show notes on how you can order, but this carrot cake. Okay. So she gave me the whole one meaning Naomi, when she came to our meetup. And by the way, if you'd like to meet Chef Naomi in person and have food delivered to you, you place your order by March 18th, she'll bring it to our meetup. That's how amazingly kind she is. And I was trying to save it for the show, but as you can see, all I could see was this sliver in the freezer because it was just too good. What can I tell you?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, you know, there's a saying, it's just kind of a funny saying. It was the drug addiction saying, but don't get high on your own supply. Do you eat your own desserts? And if so, how frequently?
Well, I don't ever like sit down and eat a whole dessert. I taste with the cake and maybe I'll put a little icing on, just a little bite. That's basically it. I mainly give it away or have it here at the shop, but I don't really sit down and eat desserts much. It's a funny thing. Working in a bakery, you're always kind of going to notice that the pastry chef like the bread and the bread people who make bread like the pastry. And I've seen that so many places. I guess they're just flour and sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, see, flour and sugar, they're kind of in a way cut from the same cloth. I was a pastry chef, I think, for about 5 years. And boy, I couldn't wait for my shift to be over and just have something in my mouth that wasn't sweet, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Kind of never was like that. I mean, I never was big on sweets or anything. But I think just because I was attracted to it, it was the art part of it and what you can do with it.
Yeah. What other kind of art do you do?
I do a lot. I do everything from like picking a chair and adding like wood to it. You have a scroll saw in my basement. And so I cut out images and attached to the chair and paint it. I do mainly illustration and kind of pop art looking. And I'll do anywhere from like political, or I did a lot of, I did one on GMOs. So I like to bring education into it. And I also did one called Vegetable Sacrifice, where I did vegetables from A to Z hanging on chains. And in between each one of the chains with the images, I had every kind of knife. I had a cleaver, a chef's knife, a boning knife, a paring knife, and a bread knife. And that was in between each one. And I displayed it in a restaurant. And I cut out the knives on my scroll saw, and they're about 3 feet long. They're huge. They're now in my dining room. And my brother let me paint them at this auto body shop. So I painted with automotive paint. So they're all kind of shaded and chrome looking, but it's fun. So I kind of did like an installation type of book thing.
Nice. Had you always heard about a vegan or a raw diet growing up? And when did you first get interested in eating more plants?
I grew up with really good food. So my mom cooked, but it was still like the traditional stuff. And then I picked up moose wood from my brother's friends. And I remember going over there to their house, and we'd cook out of moose wood book by Molly Katzen.
Mm-hmm. From the 70s. I remember that book. It was great. One of the best ones back in the day.
Yes. So I have like all of them. And that I have the restaurant ones, and I also have her original one. And they're good. I like them because they're so ethnically kind of tied in. So it's a lot of different countries and a lot of different foods from those countries. So that just fascinated me. And I was vegetarian for quite a long time. And then I ended up getting a CSA box in 2000, and it was veggies from then on. And I love it. And I still get a CSA box. I love the challenge of different vegetables that you probably would never see in the store. And it's a challenge, but I love it.
Do you enjoy cooking savory food, or cooking or uncooking, or do you like working with savory food as much as you do dessert?
Yes, I do. I cook every night. I don't like going out. I love to cook. I'll go home and cook a dinner for me here. I cook the soup here, and I also do the sushi here.
Nice.
I enjoy it.
Sushi. I love any kind of vegan sushi. How many people, and I don't know if you want to speak to this or if Chef Naomi wants to talk about, because we're telling people they can order food from you guys. So maybe you can talk about like where it's delivered, how it's delivered. I'm assuming you mean probably just in the continental United States, maybe not even Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah. Just continental U.S.
Right. And then how long is it shipped from the time it's made? And should they just email the address to get more information? Or is there just something general you could speak to?
Yeah, I generally have everything in stock, but there are times where I do sell out and I have to remake it. And it's like, it takes me 24 hours to make it, let it set up in the freezer, and then the next day I can cut it. So it should set up in the freezer overnight.
And do you want to show some of your other creations?
Yeah. Come over to the freezer.
Nice. You guys like, that's a very cool shade of green you guys wear. I know Naomi wears the same color. There was a bunch of people that just came from Sacramento. They took a 3-hour drive just to eat there. That's how good it is.
All right. I have a chocolate mint bar, the lemon bars, of course. I have our cinnamon rolls, and I have our little chocolate crunch Swiss rolls. And then we have our German chocolate cupcakes and some tiramisu that we chopped up.
It's right? I could see how you have a little bit of a French influence because it looks like French pastry.
Yeah. I did one time, I did try making a raw opera cake, and that came out really good. And also, here's a whole tray. I just did this whole tray of tiramisu today, cut it up, sprinkled the chocolate on top, and it's good to go. So that'll last about a week. So I make one of those every week, and I make lemon bars every week. And then we have our cheesecake. We have whole ones. This is a, I call it blue sky and sunshine. It's mango, vanilla, and blue spirulina. So a lot of people like it because that blue is just like, yeah, it's like nothing people have seen.
It just, we were talking about this actually recently with somebody on the show. Does spirulina have a taste in recipes? It was with Lisa Maris.
No, it doesn't. The green, you'll smell it, but it doesn't have any taste in the recipes at all. And then this is, of course, blueberry, vanilla bean, passion fruit and mango and dragon fruit, and then our chocolate crunch.
What is your favorite dessert, and what is the favorite of most guests? And do most guests end up ordering dessert when they come to the restaurant?
They do. Guess what? They end up eating dessert first.
That's most funny.
Of the people, yeah, we mostly get people getting the tiramisu, the lemon bars, and
nice. So you want to show us how to do some of this great stuff?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. I can't wait.
I think what I'll start first is writing on this cheesecake. And I melted some chocolate. We use vegan, unsweetened chocolate because it's just going to be a little wine. So you don't really taste it, but it does really well on writing. So I have some that I melted here. And I just use a chopstick and just stir it on this little hot thing. And I don't want to burn it. And then I take one of these little cornets. And then just
What did you call that stick? A cornet?
The cornet? This little, yeah. Oh, and I fold them out of parchment paper. So then I'm going to put this chocolate in here. So you don't need much. Chopsticks work come in handy when you want to stir things. I'm going to fold it. So as you can see, there's not much chocolate in there, really. And I'm going to cut it. Make sure it comes out. Sometimes it's a little bit stubborn. There we go. So I'm just going to write a simple happy birthday.
Wow, you have a good steady hand.
It's better in chocolate. Don't give me a ballpoint pen. The reason why I cut off like the bottom of some of the letters is because in the bakery, we'd get so many weird spellings of names that we'd always be looking. So I have these little cutoff things, and it kind of helped so I didn't have to stop and start, and it made it smoother. If that makes any sense, but. So the good thing about chocolate, if you mess up, you can just pop it right off. This is frozen, so it'll just pop right off without even anybody knowing that there was any image down there before.
That's the best thing about food as art, is if you make a mistake, you can eat it.
More so in raw desserts. If they're some of the desserts that you make regular, you won't get away with it. But the raw dessert, I find you can. If there's a crack, you just push it together and it'll go right back together. So with a cake, I mean, you got a crack, so you got to deal with it. Fill it up with the icing or use toothpicks or straws or whatever. So I have to say, raw desserts are more forgiving. So that's a nice thing about them.
Wow, that it just really is quite beautiful what you do. Oh, I love your pants. What are on your pants?
Oh, little garden vegetables.
Beautiful. What else are you going to show us?
I'm going to top some of these cupcakes, and I'm going to top that cake there, and then decorate that little one, and then we'll blend the purple blonde brownies. So, we can do these carrot cakes first. I'm just going to do a couple of them. And I usually use a round tip because I have the little carrot that goes on there. So this is a cashew buttercream. And I used to not whip it, and it was a lot more difficult to work with. But now that we whip it, it's light and fluffy and nice.
Which food processor do you use to make your creations?
We use the RoboCoop. I love it. Those machines will never die. They're worth every bit. They're strong, and they're just fabulous.
But they're several thousand dollars, aren't they?
Oh, yes. They're about $1,500, I think.
Wow, that's like three times the Breville. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You'll never have to replace it at all, I don't think. Just maybe a blade or two, but other than that, they're great. So that's a topping. I'll top it with a little bit of cinnamon here. And I just simply take a pinch like this and just sprinkle it. Just kind of wiggle my fingers back and forth with them shut, and it just kind of sprinkles out a little bit. Now we got to put that little cap on, right? So I'm going to color this with the natural colors. We can put that there. And I have here. So here I have turmeric and beet powder and spirulina powder. Spirulina powder looks kind of an ugly green, but we'll turn it into lime green and it'll look much better than that. So I'm going to take a little bit.
Excuse me for 1 second, because some people arrived late. So Barbara and Zena would like to know, what is the name of the restaurant? It is called Raw Fresno. It is in Fresno, but they do ship. And I have all that information now available for you in the show notes if you'd like to check it out.
Okay. So now I'm So now this will be turn a lime green. Not looking like it's getting there too quick.
You know, you had mentioned at the beginning, because, you know, some people are oil-free, especially in my audience, maybe they've had heart disease or just trying to lose weight. So they would be avoiding coconut oil for sure, or any oil. But coconut butter, isn't that just like the meat of the coconut that's been kind of put in a food processor?
Yeah, we make our own here. It's the dried coconut, and you put it in your food processor. You let it run a good, like, 15, 20 minutes. and it'll get like really liquidy. But when it gets hard, it solidifies pretty hard and you still get like a layer of fat on top. So, I mean, it's better than coconut oil, but I've not tried it like in the cashew butter. It takes a lot of coconut to make like 12 ounces of the coconut butter.
Wow. I've seen something like in the health food stores called coconut mana. I'm guessing maybe that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm wondering if I could do it with coconut meat fresh.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I watched a little thing of Raw Chef Yin doing that, and she made like a sauce with it. And I was wondering if possibly that could be a substitute for some of the oil, at least get it stiff enough so it could be pipe.
Yeah, that idea is because you want to put it. I've been able to do some frostings, though, with things like date paste and Hana yams or in vanilla or even bananas, you know, to maybe not as like beautifully as your decorations, but I have been able to pipe with some of those ingredients.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about the dates when you run them through the processor and it gets light and fluffy.
So you're saying if you take dates, would you soak them in water first, and by processing them, they get like pipeable?
Yeah, it's a little bit harder because it is a little. It's not as smooth. I suppose you could run it through a strainer, but I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. I've tried doing like one of the larger tips like this. I mean, you can get away with it. It'll still leave the markings, but it's just the color. I was looking online to see if there's such a thing as blanched dates, and there's not.
And all great, you know, it's interesting. Great. When you use date syrup, it tends to darken things. So if it's like chocolate, it won't make a difference. Yeah. That's why I think some people go to maple syrup because it's more translucent.
Yeah. So I think I want a little bit oranger. This is the beet powder. And turmeric. And turmeric doesn't really give any flavor, nor does the beet powder.
That's good.
Yeah. But it does do a nice job with the color.
Do you ever do things like wedding cakes or special order birthday cakes for people?
Yeah. Nice. I did a Halloween cake for people, and I put I took like the cake and I colored it different colors, and I made like little candy corn all over the cake. And then I did another one that was a moon with bats, and it turned out good. I mean, it was fun, and it kind of gave it a look, kind of like felt. It had like a little bit of a, because of the coloring, when you add it to the cake, it's a little bit harder. It's like putting it in fondant, and because it's not quite as smooth because you have like the almond flour in it. But it looked really neat. It gave it a nice texture. I like the look, kind of fabric. So here's the colors. And I'm gonna use just a round cut little pans, round tip for the carrot.
I referred a friend of mine to you because he wanted a blue cake for a gender reveal party. And I just said I didn't know how to do it. And I thought he should get it from you.
Yeah, I've done one of those before. So yeah, we can do that.
That's great.
And then we have the green for the top. The green, I don't put a tip in here. I'll just cut it and it'll make its little curly thing. Like the little carrots on that emoji cake you got. Right. So I just tear a little bit around here. So for carrots, a simple little It's like
that, and this, I just simply go like that. Just give it a little squeeze. Yeah, good for Easter.
So that's kind of like what you did on top of mine, right? The little carrots on top. Whoops,
Yeah.
fell out.
For that cake, I was, I don't know, I was having a dream or something. I thought I should do an emoji cake. And I used to do them at some of the bakeries where they'd have a little face. And I remember doing like probably about three or four of them, and I'd put them in the case. But I'd do them according to how I felt. And if my boss picked me off, he'd get a mad cake. And that mad cake every time would go out the door right away. Or I'd make a happy cake or just kind of what people I saw out there doing or what I felt like. And it was fun. People really reacted to them. So I thought, well, I'll do one here. And I was laughing because I thought I'll make this carrot stand straight up as hair and do the little curly on there and make the little O face like it was surprised. So that's kind of where that came from. I was laughing when I was doing it because I thought it was so funny. Okay, now chocolate's probably the easy, super easy. I get one of these tips like this. There, and then I just made this. This is made with avocado, maple syrup, or you can use date, and cocoa powder. And that's it. It's nice and stiff. And of course, I have vanilla in it.
Oh my God, do you, that looks so rich. Do you use vanilla extract, vanilla bean, or vanilla bean powder?
I use vanilla extract.
Okay.
I do have vanilla beans, and I do use them in like a vanilla bean cheesecake. And those taste fantastic. No, it's the co-op. Yeah.
Zena would like to know if you deliver to Pennsylvania, not deliver, but obviously you don't deliver to Pennsylvania,
yep.
But if you,
yeah,
you ship to Pennsylvania.
Yep. The good thing about these is they're all pretty much frozen, so they ship well.
Overnight, $78.
Very nice.
So I want to try and go to the edges. This avocado, when it gets in the case, it tends to shrink a little bit. So there, and then these are the German chocolate, and I make that with cashews. I make like a butter, and then I just add coconut and walnuts and a little bit of maple syrup and vanilla, and that's it. That's all it is. And it's delicious. It's not real sweet. So I just put a little dollop on there.
That is just, it's just beautiful. Taking a walk down memory lane. Where in the United States do you find that most people that order from you order from for shipping?
East Coast.
Interesting.
Maybe
they don't have a lot of raw vegan. Yeah, maybe they don't have a lot of raw vegan restaurants there.
I don't think so. I get these sprinkles or natural color. This happens to be from Whole Foods, but this company here, Supernatural, it has some really great stuff. And they have like dinosaurs and stars and all kinds of stuff. This is American Pop for 4th of July. But these, and I just cast these on here like this, kind of funfetti looking.
You know, they have you ever heard of, I cannot think of the name right now, but they're like sprinkles, but they're made out of cauliflower and they come in purple, red, orange, and white.
Really? No, I haven't. That's exciting.
Okay, I'll get in touch with you. I had the owner on my show, and I think I might even have a discount code, but they really don't have very much taste because they're basically like dehydrated cauliflower but you can use them for sprinkles, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for colored stuff to decorate with.
Yep. Nice.
And then I'll do the mint chip cake. So a lot of times when I have extra batter, I'll do like a small cake on the side. So there's like an extra plus. And then if I have scraps, like a little bit of cake left over from a batch, I'll make like small ones and we'll sell like a little dessert sampler. And it's a variety of a little bit of everything. So it varies a little bit, but most of the time I like to keep a slice of tiramisu, a slice of the lemon, a cupcake, a mini Swiss roll, and a cheesecake. So this, I'm just going to go circles. And, you know, you can always practice if you want to learn, you know, to pipe the pressure and all that. Practice like on one of those seal mats that you bake on. And you just scrape it off and do it again. Put some pistachios on here for some green color here. So I like using like natural nuts and things too. It really sets it off nice. And I didn't come out too even, but that's okay. And then we have that little tiramisu over there. And this, I dust it with a little bit of cocoa powder. And to keep it off the board, I'll like set a template of parchment and put around there. And dust it and then pull it off. So it just keeps it nice on the edge. And I'll just put cocoa nibs on top. Like that.
You are, boy, I mean, your desserts look as good as they taste. So I can vouch for that because I've tasted them.
I always tell people, if it's in this case, it tastes good. If it's not in that case, it's not available to taste. It's not good. But that rarely happens. So, which is good.
Are there any desserts that you're wanting to create a raw vegan so far you haven't matched yet?
Yes. Geez, I can't think of it off the top of my head right now, but there's some that I've created that I've done like for the holidays. When you work in a French bakery, during the holidays, you make millions of Bush Noël. And when I walked in here, it's like, oh, no more Bush Noël. And what happens the first year I'm here for Christmas? I make Bush Noël. And I decorate with rosemary and nuts and seeds. And I was making little mushrooms with the cake batter. And it was fun. They turned out nice. I mean, I was happy with them. But the cool thing was they were smaller because this cake is dense. And so a little bit goes a long way. You don't need very much and you're satisfied because it's very heavy from the flours. And I found if I use a little bit of coconut flour, like in the carrot cake, for example, it lightens it up as just the almond flour itself can be kind of heavy. But if you add a little bit of coconut flour in it, it lightens it up a little bit. So it also absorbs a lot of liquid.
Have you ever worked with banana flour?
I haven't. But that'd be interesting. Have you?
No, I haven't. I saw it on Amazon. I'm like, this looks intriguing. Maybe I should buy it and try to see what I can make with it. Yeah. I tend to use a lot of oats just because they're cheap, they're available, they're gluten-free. But, you know, I know you guys use a lot of buckwheat, which is super healthy.
Yeah. We don't necessarily use it as a flour, but we use it as a, like, crunchies, like in the chocolate, because we make our own chocolate here. And we use it in that. And it's really good.
Nice. Oh, thank you, Brittany. Brittany Giroudi in the house. Hey, Britt. She reminded me it's called Vegify. So there are these little crumbles and people can use them as sprinkles, you know, to get color without any kind of like sugar or anything.
Oh, cool. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, let's mix these brownies here. We've got some purple sweet potato.
And those are the Stokes, right? They're called Stokes, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are delicious.
They are good. Beautiful in color and beautiful in taste. Yeah. So So what I like to do first is I always like to do my flowers first. So I'll put these in. This is an almond flour, and this is a coconut flour. And actually, we get this at Costco, and I remember seeing this in the bakery because they made tons of French macaroons, and the blanched flour is what they used, and it was nice and fine. So what I like to do is I like to put both of them in here and blend it. Then I just basically throw everything in. Oh, here's an important thing. I see everybody who uses dates. This is what I do. Guaranteed not to break any of your equipment. Here's what you do. Scissors, date. Cut them like this. And you will make sure you don't cut or you don't get any pits. And it only takes a few seconds. And the good thing is the smaller they are, the more they incorporate. So, good hint. So, I do everything. I always cut my dates. Vanilla. I'm using date sugar here. So, the date sugar is a little nice and light in color. It's lighter than maple syrup. So, I'm happy about that. And so, we'll just let this... Push it down a little bit. Everything's like getting incorporated. It's done when it starts rolling up into a ball. All cakes are like that. All raw cakes like to roll up into a ball. So that's when you know when it's all like sticking together. So there it goes. So that's what I'm looking for. It rolls up like that. So that's when you know it's done. A lot easier than baking it. So now, so usually what I do with these. Just scoop them in like this. Press it in so it sticks to the edges of that paper. And that way it won't come undone when it gets refrigerated. So I love the color this gives it. That nice purple, kind of like Easter. So, and I'm just going to use the cashew icing. I'll show a couple ways to top these off real simple. So the easiest way to like top these little guys is you can just do this. And that's pretty simple. It looks cute. The little hat. Or you can just go a swirl and a swirl. And then you put a little bit of sprinkle. And they look nice and Eastery.
Do you ever teach classes, Susan?
I've taught a few. I actually used to teach at a trade school, culinary, baking and pastry to the culinary student. And the only one of the full courses they taught was the baking and pastry to baking and pastry student. And they would have a section where they did teach them like healthy stuff and different types of flours and sugars and gluten-free. But the baking and pastry to the culinary students, they didn't get that. So, and the reason why I ended up teaching there was we would get students in the bakery from that school. And I'd watch them. I'm like, what are they teaching these people? They come in and they stand around or they don't know how to do something. And so I would end up taking them aside and just teaching them how this, teach them a little production. This is what you do in a bakery. And hey, they learned extra. So I taught it in my classes too, which was funny because a lot of them were visual learners. And so I would give a lecture and they'd have whiteboards. And from one end of the room to the other was a whole whiteboard and it'd be covered with pictures. And I would get the other chefs, teachers coming in. They'd just come in to look at my board because I'd write all over and I'd draw pictures. And I'd walk around the room and the students were drawing pictures how to do it. But you know what? I never had any questions hardly how to do things in the kitchen because they had their pictures and a little bit of notes and they were good to go. So yeah, it was fun. I had a good time teaching. So yeah, I teach at church too. I teach them how to do soups and plant-based things. And they'll ask me to cater something. I say, I only do plant-based. So that's it. That's what you're getting. This is what you're going to learn. I tell them about the food and the plates come back and they're empty. Wow. So.
Oh, hi, Colleen. I just saw your question. And Colleen says, what is the last day she could order for Easter delivery if she's on the East Coast?
31st.
March 31st.
Yeah. No, that's when Easter is on the 31st. Yeah. So when would be the, you'd have to order, well, it'd take 2 days to ship. So if you ordered it on the 22nd, then she would make it on the 25th and we would ship it maybe on the 27th.
Nice. 22nd.
So 24th, the week of the 20th.
Thank you. Julia would like to know, were the purple potatoes raw? I didn't know you could eat them raw.
They are cooked.
Yeah. So even though you're a raw restaurant, you do offer some cooked dishes, right?
Yes. Yeah. We actually have 75 raw things and about 5 cooked things.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah. I was surprised that it was 75. It adds up. And of course, the desserts, besides the cooked yam, is they're all raw. So none of it's cooked. It's all raw. So
someone's asking if you're mostly raw, Susan. Are you a raw foodie?
No. Plant-based whole foods.
Nice, nice. And Jan says, what's in the icing? I missed it.
Oh, the icing, it's cashews, maple syrup, vanilla, a little bit of almond extract, and coconut oil. And I'm trying to figure out how to swap out coconut oil for a better ingredient that will do the same job. So I'm working on it.
So nuts are not like thick enough to get that to do that, right?
No, they're not. Yeah.
Okay. So but the sweet potato blondie with date fluff icing, I'm allowed to give that recipe away, right? Because you sent it to me, right? Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
So the thing is, and there is no oil in that. And
no.
There's actually there are nuts in that because of the almond flour. I'm curious though, there's an ingredient that I'm not familiar with called 2 teaspoons mesquite sugar. Maybe you could show that because I don't know what that is.
Yeah, mesquite sugar is, it's actually, I think, a fruit that they dry and it gives it like a toffee flavor. You don't have to put that in. The dates kind of help with that. So it's no big deal. It can go in or not. I do have some at home. I use it occasionally, but I just put it in if I want it more of a toffee, like a salted caramel type of taste. It gives it that.
Got it. When people order for you, do they usually order a large amount, like the customers that are getting it shipped in various locations?
Yes. Yeah. Like whole cakes more so, which is good because the whole cake stays frozen longer, especially if you're going to ship it, well, you know, far away. And we build them in here because if I were to build like that, it would slide all over the place. It's just, I can't ship something that is so tall, and it'd be heavy. Because if I do like a cake like this as a 3-layer cake, it weighs almost 1.5 pounds. And if I do an 8-inch, it's about 5 pounds. So when we do it in the smaller one, and it's a little bit larger, like the 6-inch is actually a 7-inch, and the 8-inch is actually a 9-inch in these little tins, and it has a dome lid, it preserves it and it looks nice and it keeps it frozen and it ships better. Yeah. And we can also put it on your cake as well. It will ship.
What did you, I'm sorry, I missed that last line. You could what?
Oh, I said we can also write on your cake.
Oh, like you could say like happy birthday or whatever. Yeah. They want. Yeah, nice. And yeah. How long once a person receives the cake, whether it's because they bought it at your restaurant or it's been shipped, does it last? And I assume the best place to keep it is the freezer?
Yes, it'll last for months. Yeah, as long as you keep it covered. Yeah, we have people who come and buy a whole cheesecake and it'll last a whole month, or they cut it up usually and they put it in their freezer and then they can just pull out a slice when they want it. And the same thing with the desserts, like the lemon bars, you can cut it in 4 pieces, put it in your freezer, pull out a piece when you want it. Like I said, a little bit of these desserts go a long way.
Right. Because so, they're rich and they actually have food value, unlike just sugar or flour.
Yeah.
They keep for a long time, but I don't think it'll last a long time.
Right. That's the trick.
Yeah. Well, you are just very, very talented. I just so admire your talent for art and dessert, because that's was my job. Gosh, how many was it? 20 years? I'm so old. I can't even remember. Probably over 20 years ago when I was a restaurant pastry chef. But I do have fond memories, and I really admire when people can bring food and art together, because especially if it's ostensibly healthy or vegan, you know, we want it to look as good as possible, encourage people to eat it. And, you know, I understand, like, you know, you can't necessarily make everything vegan that people are used to and make it taste the same. But with desserts, there is no reason to eat a regular dessert, because anything that any chef can do in the regular world, you or me or some vegan chef can do raw and vegan. I just know it.
Yeah. And the good thing is we really haven't gotten too many complaints at all, just when they kind of not don't understand it. But other than that, people really, they come here. There's a lady who comes and buys 2 pieces of tiramisu every couple of days. So, yeah, it's great. And I always say that, you know, if you have a special celebration, you know, everybody deserves a pretty piece of cake or whatever, right?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Hey, do you ever want to come? You know, I know that Chef Naomi comes to our meetups. Do you ever want to come?
Sure. I think it'd be fun.
Okay. Well, our next one's March 24th. It's my birthday meetup, and we have a wonderful band. And we have Dr. John Scharfenberg, who's 100, giving a recorded 18-minute TED Talk. So, and hopefully people that are coming will order, and you'll be able to get those desserts and any other food from Raw Fresno delivered that day. Somebody's asking the cashew icing you made. You didn't give the recipe for that one. You just said, I think it was cashews and coconut oil and vanilla, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't give the recipe for that.
That's okay. You don't have to. I just want to make sure that I didn't miss anything, which I don't think I did. But you do.
I do memorize all these recipes in my head. I write some of them down in the beginning, but I just doing them over and over. You just kind of memorize everything.
That's how I was at the bakery too. I never wrote them down because I didn't want them to be able to replace me. But one day, maybe you will write them down, and then we can have a wonderful book for you to feature on this show.
Yeah, of course I'll illustrate it. That's kind of what I look forward to, illustrating.
That's so cool. Well, thank you, Susan. It was so nice meeting you. And I'm gonna get to eat. Guys, look what I get to eat. Hello. I'm gonna wait for my husband to come home and share them. This was a whole cake, by the way. It just shows that I have no restraint when I have these in the house. Whoops, just fell down again. Yeah, and it freezes great. Well, thanks so much. I hope to get to meet you someday.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun. And thanks all of you for watching another episode of Chef AJ Live. Please come back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time when we have a family of 9 that eats plant-based, and the mom is going to show you how she does it. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.